The Pinder Report, brought to you by MotorWorks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. MotorWorks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealers' prices on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
It's been a while, but gentlemen, it's a Calgary Flames game day.
Yeah.
They score!
Oh, the season opened last night. It's good to be back. Five games, and the Flames get theirs tonight in Winnipeg to face the Jets. Season openers traditionally not great for the Flames of late, Dean.
Is that accurate?
Have you sifted through any data of late on that?
No, not a lot.
Well, you know what then? Let's pretend it's not even. Don't even know what you're talking about. Two good teams. Someone's going to win, Dean. Practice yesterday, we learned a little more about lines for the Calgary Flames as they flew to Winnipeg following a little twirl on the ice. It was indeed Dylan Dubé up top with Lindholm and Tkachuk in what is going to be a fascinating line that seemingly could do a bit of everything.
Can I press pause?
Yes, please.
You said Dylan Dubé back on top. Do you have the Lindholm Tkachuk line as the top line now?
Without question.
All right.
Your top line you can use in all situations.
I'm not debating you, but it's just weird.
And that's, you know, what? Clarity is fair. That's
significant.
That is change of pace. And if you really wanted, you could make the case that, you know, the next line you could name off is your best defensive line, or you go to a second scoring line. So what would you like to hear? Because who needs to number lines, Dean? I'd hate to get anyone upset.
It's an elephant in the room. Let's go with Gaudreau Monahan, I suppose.
Sure, Gaudreau Monahan and Levo, your second or your scoring line.
Yeah. He shoots, he scores.
That's right. Do a bunch of that line, please. Okay. Do a bunch of that. Your shutdown defensive line features Andrew Mangiapane, who's had a really strong camp. Michael Backlund, and interestingly yesterday, two players taking turns on the right side. Derek Ryan, who is officially a member of the taxi squad, but maybe not today, and Dominic Simone, who the Czech arriving with that Swiss Army knife versatility that's been bandied about by people that know him well, like the GM and the coach. Fourth line looks like this, Sam Bennett at center, Lucic on the left, and Joachim Nordstrom on the right side. There's your lines up front. We still have to figure out whether it's Ryan or Simone, or if Ryan does play, maybe it's not in that slot. It wouldn't be crazy to see him at center ice. That's where he's played his whole career. On the back end, Giordano and Rasmus Anderson and Hanifin Tanev.
A little bit lazy.
Settle down there. Valimaki and Nesterov. I don't mind this group here. This is a deep team. They are built to be harder to match up against than they have in years past, and the lineup looks as such today. Clearly, it'll be Jacob Markstrom in net and David Rittich backing up.
He looked fat!
Oh,
it's just his gear, Dean. Okay,
he's got big gear.
As for the opponent and these two teams, of course, they did meet in the play-in round last year. Hey, coach, remember that? Hey?
Oh, see, I mean, nobody's thinking about that right now. We're getting ready for the start of the first game, and then, you know, the players will determine which way that's going to go, so... There's going to be a lot of buildup on the outside. In this Canadian division, there's going to be a lot of buildup from the media all year long. So the biggest thing for us is that we feel confident with our preparation, and then we'll see where the games go as they come.
What about the opponent, though, Dean?
J-E-T-E Jets!
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're hungry.
Like Ehlers is a question mark, which is weird.
COVID protocol missed practice, correct, yesterday?
But... also noted that it's not out of the range of possibility that he plays tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If he does, it would be on a line with Scheifele and Wheeler, whereas the second line is Stasny, Connor, and Laine. Good to see they've really ironed out those issues. The Patrick Laine, speaking of young players just out of entry level looking for maybe a change of scenery.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still not playing on the top line, even though you might become the most prolific scorer. Okay.
The whole COVID thing is going to, because I don't know... You won't know what has him. Is it a positive test? Is it an inconclusive? Is it like the tracing?
Exposure.
Negative?
I would think a lot of this would be exposure. Oh, yeah. Someone I was near tested positive. Ooh, yeah. You can't be around us.
Yes. That would seemingly fit the puzzle piece that fits at this point.
So if there's exposure,
we'll learn more today.
He sits out and then Do you need multiple negatives before you're allowed back in? Do you need one today? I don't know how that would work.
Did he have one yesterday?
Exactly.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And he was listed on the NHL's list of players with COVID reasons for not participating. We'll see. That's a big piece for them. If there's an area they're a little deeper than other spots, it's certainly up at forward and skilled forwards, but Ehlers a good player. He can fly. Trevor Lewis was inked yesterday to a one-year $750,000 deal. And why not the night after? Same day that Kyle Clifford scores? He and this guy? These big boys are still making an impact. He came in on a PTO. He's got a job. And the top four for the Jets, I know you're curious. Interesting makeup here. Morrissey and Poolman, the top pair. Sugar and Pionk, the second pair. And Nathan Beaulieu and Dylan DeMello, the third pair. That really does feel a lot different than when they had Myers and Bufflin and Trouba and Morrissey and Sherratt. They talk about, oh, you know, it's a year after. It's been a year since that still looks like a decor that's nowhere near as good as it was 2 years ago.
I still struggle because he was here for a very short amount of time, and B, because my brain doesn't work well. I always have to kind of dig in and remember who what his actual name is. Like, well, yeah,
Derek Forbort. Yes.
Forbort, that's Sugar. Right. Derek Forbort is Sugar.
So for just, you know, comparison's sake, the guy who was the sixth defenseman and there was a conversation, should he be six or seven last year with the Flames, is playing top four in Winnipeg?
Yeah, I wonder if they're trying to... Because I
feel
even like
pairs.
Yeah.
I mean, DeMello's a better player than
I feel
him,
like DeMello's a better player. Yeah, if they're trying to
see,
spread
and
things.
I apologize because my brain doesn't work either, and huh? I thought Sugar was actually a player.
What was his name?
Sugar. Like I thought there was a new Jets defenseman with the last name of Sugar.
Oh, like, I see.
Neat.
Yeah,
that's neat. Look at
Valtteri
that.
Sugar. Nope, it's Derek Forbort.
Does Rhett know the meaning behind the nickname of Sugar for Forbort?
Yeah,
we call it, he became Sugar because if
his face went purple.
If he went unshaven, and depending on the hue of his face, he kind of looked like the guy in Men in Black,
the
who got
alien
infected.
Wearing the face of the guy.
Yeah,
Sugar.
I've never seen Sugar do that.
Give me Sugar.
Give me.
So that, of course, that is how you become Sugar.
Okay,
so Sugar.
This show is so stupid.
It's really dumb. Buckle up, warm up at 5, puck drop at 6. It should be fun, and we get the Sugar reunion tonight on TV. Last night, Sugar. NHL got underway. Penguins and Flyers, it was a former Flame Fest.
Arcane tip for the live spinning on Braun. Out in front, first shot, score! Jankowski!
Yeah, the big Jankowski with the first goal of the NHL season. Awkward party. Former Flame Eric Gustafson added 2 assists for the Flyers. Jankowski added another helper. They're on pace for 112 points. Yeah, looking comfy in their new homes.
It seemed fitting, right, that the first goal is Jankowski. The second one looked like it went straight in from Gustafson at first, but it was a redirect. The first 3 goals,
yeah,
3 former Flames from last year factored in the scoring.
Joel Farabee, boy, Gustafson looks good, by the way. Like, I understand that's not a guy you love at even strength, but let that guy run a power play, you're going to be happy with it. That's his history. He'll fit in Philly. They
and
got
both of those,
talent.
Yeah.
They're deep.
Both of those were power play goals that he found.
There you go.
So.
Stunner, eh? Joel Farabee with a bigger night than both those, though. 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points. Farabee.
Pick him up!
Yeah. Well, maybe could you pick him up for last night? Too late. 6-3 Philadelphia. They win the Battle of Pennsylvania. Ka-ching. Habs and Leafs. Let's go
up
to overtime.
For Tavares. The captain is in across the line. Tavares going to the net with a pass in. They score! Morgan Rielly wins the game in overtime.
Holy mackinac. That guy's still doing that, eh?
Wound up.
Newcomer Josh Anderson netted a pair
it's
for the Habs.
For
Nick.
Cold nights filled with warm conversation.
Sorry? Do that again. Perfect for cold nights and warm conversation?
It's what? Perfect for cold nights filled with warm conversation.
I never heard that.
Oh, you haven't heard
You've
that?
You've never heard that?
Yeah, that was, he was in, reading a liner for some booze or some liquor, some bottle of whiskey.
It's perfect for cold nights filled with warm conversation. And
so
and he got totally, yeah.
I think that was a Flames game, too. Leafs-Flames.
Yeah, that's the Flames
horn. That's the Flames horn.
It's perfect for cold nights filled with warm conversation.
Conversation! Now was, holy mackerel, conversation!
Now, was that the same game where Jim Ralph was the color
shot
guy?
The point scores!
And Johnny Gaudreau's got another one on a redirection.
Hey, speaking of whiskey, here's some warm conversation for you.
Mind if I do.
I feel very warm.
Johnny Gaudreau.
These Caesars are talking to me.
Johnny Gaudreau on a redirection.
It's really high up here.
One more time, Jay.
Which one?
Drunk Jim Ralph.
And Johnny Gaudreau's got another one on a redirection.
Barkeep, I'll have another one.
Newcomer Josh Anderson looked good, didn't he?
Filled with warm conversation.
Stop it.
I can't believe you haven't heard that.
Two goals for Anderson. Nick Suzuki looked awesome for the Habs. Wow. Goal and assist. But, hey, they blew three leads in William Nylander. Not Berkey's fave. Remember, he didn't like that contract? I love that contract. Two goals and an assist. Leafs rallied for the win. Riley the hero in OT and TJ Brody, 22-12 of ice time. Exact same as Jake Muzzin. Third on the Leafs blue line in ice time. The full TJ Brody experience there last night. 5-4, your final, Toronto. Three-point games are going to get annoying in this only divisional play stuff. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. That was the other thing. It was fitting that former Flames were first on the board, and it was also fitting that the first Canadian games were three-pointer. A three-pointer right out of the chute.
Oh, good. Yeah. So that game's worth 3 points. What about the one tonight, Gary? Two or three? Oh, you'll tell us later? Okay, cool. Hawks and Lightning. Ooh, this wasn't close.
Stamkos has open ice to the slot. They score! Braden Point awaiting that beautiful pass from Steven Stamkos. Yeah. Tampa Bay with a 5-0 lead.
Stammer had a night, pretty healthy compared to, you know, what, the one game where he scored on his first shift in Edmonton. A goal, two helpers, 5-1, the final.
When it comes to the Tampa Bay Lightning, one word, look out.
I was very happy to get Stamkos at 16-1 for the Rocket Richard yesterday.
That's a nice number. Like
Let's go, Steven.
Well done. Versteeg made a very convincing case for Chicago to be awful this season yesterday on the morning show. Go listen to that if you haven't. And nothing on NHL Live last night really changed my opinion of them. 5-1, your final. No Taves. Nobody who's ever been a starter in this league before. Lots of people trying to prove they belong in the league.
We can overreact from things on opening night, but it does feel like the start of a very long season for Chicago.
It's a long 56 for them.
The fans, the coaches, just everybody involved.
They just gave the coach an extension, and Stan Bowman just got a...
Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, Jeremy Calton, you're going to need a long stick from where you watch the games to help that team on the ice. Like, what are you going to do? Coach him up as best you can and get out there.
Ask the GM for a goalie that's started in the league before?
Yeah.
Canucks and Oilers. Look at this one from Edmonton.
Long lead pass ahead for Pettersson, who finds Besser, and he's in. Besser with a shot, and he scores!
Rocket. One of two from Brock Besser. Canucks without JT Miller and Jordy Benn. Never trailed in this game. Nils Höglander's first NHL goal. Besser, Hughes, and Horvat, all two-point nights. McDavid held off the score sheet. There's your recipe for a win. Oh, yeah. And an Oilers goalie. Mikko Koskinen, 5-on-35. Probably time to go to Mike's.
Get used to those numbers.
Good thing you won that bidding war, eh?
There were a lot of breakdowns to have Koskinen's back a little bit.
Oh, and I don't think
he's... Some play in front of him that was pretty shoddy.
Goalie, but if you're not going to improve that blue line, and then you have the misfortune of losing Oscar Klefbom... Status quo was not good in the bubble, right? Like that, they had awful net mining in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like the regular season Koskinen, have great. Go give him some help.
Well, and they were
bringing back a guy with back-to-back sub-900 seasons who like pooped his pants in the playoffs. You bring him back,
and they were without James Neal, right? Because he's got the Rona.
And Gaetan Haas, yeah. Franchise centerpiece. That's right. 5-3 final there. Big win for Vancouver. Big win for the Canucks. Holpe was. Maybe good, not great, best way to describe it. Made some big saves, also allowed three, and it's looked likely Demko tonight, you'd think, the youngster who put on such a show in the postseason against the Avs. Speaking of, or against the Knights. Speaking of powerhouses in that division, though. Blues and Avs last night.
Front save by Grubauer, score! Sundquist, his second of the game, got his own rebound.
Pretty exciting to have the Colorado broadcast on NHL Live last night, where we want to welcome
got his own rebound.
Devin Taves to the organization. Welcome in. Well, you're part of us now. We got a good game going tonight. Mark Moser with the call. Sundquist scored twice. Binnington stopped 26-27. Blues smother the Avs. McKinnon held off the score sheet. 4-1, your final. Rob Thomas, 2 assists. Dean, how would you describe that?
I'd say smooth.
First night as well, ruined in the newly named Ball Arena.
Balls.
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 Nine other games tonight beyond Flames and Jets. Quick peek, highlight a few. Isles Rangers, that'll be fun this year. Potvin sucks. Washington Buffalo, Sportsnet 360 at 5. Brett, that's for you, 5 o'clock.
Let's do it.
On your phone. Canucks Oilers again, as we talked about.
I've won 10 cups.
That's right. 7 o'clock on Sportsnet 1. And, of course, Flames and Jets. That's a 6 o'clock start. And they were going to play Dallas, Florida. That one's been canceled because Dallas, 17 players got the Rona. We told you that yesterday. Let's go to the NBA. Yeah, that's our NBA trade alarm, Dean. I don't know if you knew that.
Is that what it is?
Yes, James Harden's gotten his wish. He's leaving Houston. Huge deal. Cleveland, Indiana, Brooklyn, Houston. Four-way deal. We never see this in the NHL.
Oh, my God.
Four firsts from Brooklyn. Four pick swaps. Victor Oladipo, the main piece coming back to Houston. I can't keep track of it. Four teams, 1,000 players. Four first-rounders, four pick swaps, an extra $16 million in taxes for James Harden in his leisure suit over the next 3 years with the move to New York State from Texas. Harden joins Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving on what has to be considered one of the most talented rosters in the NBA.
I'm more focused on the music bed that
you
was
know, Jay's,
playing there.
Jay's got a little bit of creative liberty to artistic expression.
Jay, do you want to explain yourself? Why?
What's that?
Well, the playing of Fat Boy.
That was in the script.
Is that what that was?
Under the James Harden trade story. Right. I just wondered how that back.
It's a banger, Dean.
Sorry, what are you asking me? Yeah, it's a good song.
Just random?
In Brooklyn, they need a Fat Boy now. Was in Houston, not happy.
Yeah, he looked big. He looked fat.
Yeah, he did look fat.
He looked fat!
He did.
And the Raptors will host the Hornets tonight. It is NBA draft day and draft night, I suppose. LaMelo Ball expected to go first overall. The top three picks belong to the Timberwolves, Warriors, and Bobcats.
Nope.
Hornets. Not the Bobcats. Bobcats. Major League Baseball, Mark Shapiro, 5-year extension. Been with the club for a shade over 5 seasons.
Jays with a big signing. Finally coming through with that big signing.
Well, does he play up the middle?
You excited?
Is he a middle infielder? Is he center fielder? Is he a catcher?
Nailed
or is this
it.
The starter they've been needing?
Yeah.
He's versatile. He'll go anywhere.
Where do you need
not
him?
Not a sexy interview, but he did turn an expensive old playoff roster now into a young and financially flexible playoff roster. We'll see. Jay still big game hunting, as you alluded to, in free agency. And finally, we are off to Hawaii again, boys. The Sony Open tees off today from Wailea Country Club in Honolulu. Very different than the Maui track they played last week.
Mm-hmm.
Flat, not a lot of elevation change, shorter. 144-man field, up from just 40 at the Tournament of Champions. Webb Simpson, your favorite, 11-1. Colin Morikawa, 14-1. Daniel Berger, 17-1. And the two players in a playoff for the title last week, Joachim Niemann and Harris English, both there as well. Aussie Cam Smith won it last year, that young punk that ripped up Augusta. Love him.
This is almost like the Masters music. I'm not even listening to what you're saying. I'm just kind of...
I'm in Hawaii right now.
I'm in Hawaii
now.
Right now.
Wonderful. Mai Tai. Yes, please, bartender. Thank you.
An old pig roast.
Oh.
That's a nice pineapple on the rim. That's nice.
Retro. I like that grass skirt. Where'd you get that?
You're a good dancer. Didn't know what you
very
could do
nice.
That.
Look at your hips.
Don't bend over. No. No.
My hips are too tight. I can't do that.
How can you hula that low? It's
well
crazy.
Well done. Do the limbo.
This is a SpongeBob soundtrack. Which
they're doing a conga line at 2. Let's be there.
Let's go launch a ATV off a mountain like Klein did.
Would you be
There's
good
a
at
sea
the conga
turtle?
Team?
Come look at the sea turtle, kids.
I would be. I'd be okay at the conga, not the limbo. The limbo where the conga, you're just kind of hands on hips and doing the dance and doing some
oh,
kicks.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of the limbo. Yeah.
The limbo
right.
is going under the pole. No, dude.
The locomotive, the Buggles?
I'm not getting under there.
The Bengals. That's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by MotorWorks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. MotorWorks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealers' prices. On 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Let's get the f*** out of here.